LA actually coming up at 3 o'clock. LA will join us. My first weekly LA spot. It's the new afternoon show. Ike Reese over there. I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz over there. Do you trust Joel Embiid to get the Sixers over the hump this year? I do. We will talk to you about that in a second. But first, Ike, you know I had hip replacement surgery in November. And I'm doing well, but I'm not back to running yet. So I take long walks in the morning, like an hour long. Take a long walk. I was walking this morning, and something happened to me that happens often, and it seems like a suburbs phenomenon to me. It was worse when I lived in Delco than in Jersey, but it's still bad up there. I walked past somebody on my street. I don't know if I recognized him, didn't recognize him, whatever. I smiled. I said hello. I got a half grin and a nod and walk away.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot wrong with that. If I say hello to you, you got to say hello.
No.
Huh?
That's the rule. Hi.
Huh? You got a lot of rules.
I mean, yeah, you really do. In a
polite society, we say hello to each other.
I mean, a tip of the cap, you know, a little head nod. That's all you really need.
Don't give me the awkward half smile. The I don't want to talk to you in the office half smile.
That's kind of what it is.
The I see you in the office every day. I don't know your name. I don't want to say hi. I don't want to say hello. So I'm not tricked into a conversation. Don't give me that on the street. I don't want to break down, you know, world issues with you. I just want you to say hi to me. So you do not have this issue.
I don't have a problem with it.
But it happens.
Oh yeah, it happens for sure. For sure, it happens.
And you're deep South Jersey.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I don't know what that means.
I just mean more south than like Cherry Hill.
They're more rude in South Jersey. Yeah, yeah.
No,
bad,
I'm just
bad
saying.
Bad people? Is that?
Right across the bridge is deep South Jersey.
Yeah, bad people.
Guy lived
sticks,
in Jersey for a couple of years. Now he's a Jerseyman.
Yeah, he's been there before.
Now he's a Jerseyman.
Wait, you live in the Pine Barrens?
I'm a Jerseyman.
Not a Jerseyman.
I am a Jerseyman.
No, you're not. You're a Delco's man.
I am a Delco man.
And you're on the west end of Delco, which means you're almost a Chester County's man.
No, do not accuse me of that.
Well, I'm a Chester County's man.
Yeah, he wants you in his group.
And what's it like in Westchester?
Beautiful.
Do you say no? Do people say hi to you? You idiot. Do people say hi to you?
Yeah, well, I'm well known. Yeah. When you're the mayor of Westchester,
But how do you respond? Do you engage? See, that's what it boils down. Spike's looking for conversation.
No, I'm looking for in and out.
Exactly.
I don't need to stop there and have a combo. It's a nice little head tilt. Head tilt.
Whoa.
The old head.
Tilt.
Yeah.
Tilt.
Yeah.
I got that one.
Thank
I don't
you,
know
buddy.
Yeah, you got it. That's enough.
Just don't let it go.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Joel tonight? Do you trust the Sixers? Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Yo, I know you got rules and all, but you talking about something that I've been wondering half my life, right?
Oh, okay.
I live in the suburbs, right?
Yep.
And that half smile, I'm happy to hear that it's you getting it and not just me. Because I've been thinking for the longest time.
A race thing?
Yes.
I would always say, like, white people just give you a half smile. So, they won't say hi. They just give you a half a smile like they don't want to and keep going. You be in the same grocery store aisle. It's just me and you. And I feel so awkward.
So, Derek, just to make you feel like as part of the family here, when I described it in the pre-show meeting, I said it was the white person half smile.
Okay.
So
you did. I can vouch for that.
I'm breaking the rules on my first time calling, but I said, wow, I've been wondering this my whole life, man.
No,
so
I don't think they are not doing it to you because you are black. They are doing it to you because they are white. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm gonna start half smiling. I'm gonna start half smiling first from now on.
See, you'll be in the club. Well, you'll get invited to all the secret parties. So, what do you think of the Sixers, Derek?
So, I think with the Sixers, right? I don't like how y'all attacking Tobias Harris, right? And I'm not picking up.
Oh, why? Why?
Talk
why?
To him, Derek. Talk to him.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
If we depending on Tobias Harris to lead us to the promised land, we already even lost. Like, it's all about Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, right? Whatever Tobias Harris and Oubre and Lowry bring to the table, that's going to be a plus, right? But this is all about Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris is only looked at as a really good player because of his contract. And to me, that's not his problem, right?
That's sort of backwards engineering the whole thing, I think. I understand what you're saying, but he has the contract because they thought he was a good player. I think actually
NBA market.
My frustration, I think, is not with Tobias. I'm actually mad at like the Sixers. Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel you on that. What is your favorite 90s? What do we use? Scandal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay on topic with your with what you said when you started. I'm gonna go with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
That was definitely
it's called a big
wrong.
Dose of D.
Oh my God, yes. Jack.
Yeah, he's back.
I mean, that was
believe me, real quick.
Yeah,
there are people in this city,
yeah,
in high places that were happy he was off that drop board.
Really,
the last 4 or 5
hardest wood I had ever touched.
High places within the building or within the city?
Well, in the city, in certain organizations, teams, or what have you, because nobody is off limits with him.
No,
with this,
should they be. We're not off limits.
So, yes, that's what I'm saying. So there were people that would cringe with him with his damn drop board.
I'm not the smartest guy.
See, yes, stuff like that.
You know the crazy sort of sick thing about the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Yes, let's get back to this.
Is that his story? I would say for his legend, for the aura and history of Bill Clinton, though I do not approve of what he did.
Oh, none of us do.
Of course. All married men here. It definitely...
Yeah, go ahead.
It gave him an edge that I think ages well. Not that it's better now, but almost like it makes him seem like some kind of cool playboy guy as opposed to being a total...
I mean, let's face it. Listen, we'll have to tap dance around this. We're older. Yeah. Hell, we're not in political office.
Oh, no.
People identified with him.
A little bit.
They did. And they're like, okay, he's one of us.
Yeah.
For more than one reason. He didn't inhale. He didn't build. Like, listen, in the black community, I don't know if you realize this, Spike, mm-hmm. we consider Bill Clinton as the first black president.
I've heard that before. He's like in that Ric Flair land, right?
Yes. People view
honorary membership.
He played the saxophone and everything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people looked at Bill Clinton like, man, he was the first cool president.
Well, I mean, I guess you could call the behavior cool.
Was Bush
cool? The behavior wasn't cool, but I'm just saying, perception is everything, right?
Yes.
It is everything. So people sort of, like, they were disappointed the president did that. But like you said, when you look at it over a long term, people don't necessarily hold that against him.
Well, I know our next caller will have a comment on that. Black Gritty of BlackGritty.com. We'll talk to him right after Ike right here. You got it?
I got you.
All right.
All right. For $439 a month.
You were just thinking of dry cleaning that suit. Your brain got all scrambled.
I was thinking about all the jokes I can't tell.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah, all the stuff I wanted to say that I shouldn't say.
Yep.
All right. Because my wife listens to the show as well. So, certain things we don't condone.
For sure.
All right, back to the read. $439 a month. Yep, that's what my guys down at Elite Acura told me when I asked them how much it would cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event. Now, they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level. And that was just the car that first caught my eye. Now through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even a new 2024 Acura MDX, again, with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease this one for just $499 a month with a $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, you have to get down to Elite Acura while these offers last. How about today over on Route 73 North in Maple Shade? Just tell them Ike sent you or shop online at EliteAcura.com or give them a call at 567-908-0528. For offer details.
215-592-9494. Do you trust Joel Embiid tonight? Do you trust the Sixers? Black Gritty, what's up?
Ike and the Ikeettes.
What's up, man?
Y'all,
y'all out here talking about. Yo, when he went on Arsenio Hall, played that saxophone, he was a legend.
He's a legend, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm single, so I can say, you know how many dudes run around talking about, baby, the president couldn't hold it together. What you expect? I messed up one time, girl. You know I love you. I'm dedicated. You know what I mean? I'm an Eagles fan. I ain't got a Super Bowl yet. The president needed, baby. What you want me to do? he's certified for life. That's for sure. I believe in Joel Embiid tonight because it's a playing game still, right? I mean, everybody's all hyped up like they're jumping out the window. I'm trying to put a suit on and go get a business trip done at home. I'm trying to go to work tonight. It's one game. Miami in a series, might be scary. Jimmy Butler, all that stuff. But one game at home, we could beat Miami, and we're going to beat Miami tonight by at least 6 points. Tobias Harris is a great human being, a great person. I hope that him and Boban have a podcast, live the rest of their life in glory. My God, this man is stolen. He is a trash panda, and he is horrible. And the best thing about Tobias Harris is he does what Ben Simmons does. Before the All-Star break, he plays his heart off, plays his tail. I'm an All-Star. After every All-Star break, where does he go? Where does he go? Your boy disappears. In the playoffs, he ain't never showed up to show out to fall apart. That's why nobody cries or complains about him not doing nothing, because he never does nothing. So, again, you know who? You know what's on? It's not about Joel Embiid. It's not about Maxey. It's not about all them people still been here. All that. We had 19 different teams. It is about Nick Nurse and his ability to get the best out of his individuals and know how to call a timeout and use rotations and substitutions. It is a playing game. We'll get this George W., and then we can roll on and see the Knicks and go take it step by step. Stop jumping out of the window telling me we're going to the finals already. Let's stay focused on the task.
Well, we are going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, okay. That'll feel like okay. The finals. Okay.
Oh, on a. Giddy up, Tobias. Giddy up, Tobias. You got 3 rounds to go, brother.
What's your favorite 90s scandal?
It's one man who encapsulated the beginning and the end of the 90s. Mike Tyson. He went to jail, got out, bit his ear off too. Boy, he had the 90s on lock. Mike Tyson.
That's a good one there. Yeah,
that's a good one. I mean,
Mike Tyson.
You had to live through that too, because you guys were talking about the Robin Givens thing, the interview that he had. But yeah, that was what a fall. And the most amazing thing about Mike Tyson, and I think about it when you guys were talking about Tiger last week. Tyson came back. He obviously wasn't the same guy, but he looks like that guy.
Right.
So every time he would fight, people would be like,
I'm all in.
Here it comes. Even a few years ago when he fought Roy Jones, I bought it. I'm like, yeah. And
did I buy that? I think I did buy it.
And when he fights, you know,
Jake Paul, I'm definitely getting it.
I'm going to buy that too.
It's Netflix, so we don't have to buy it.
Oh, so it's free.
So it's free for us,
there
yes.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, the Mike Tyson era, I don't know. Can you qualify that as a scandal, though?
Well, I would say the biting hole of the ear.
Well, hell, he had several.
Biting
of them,
off the
Spike.
Ear.
Yeah, biting off the ear.
Hold on.
Yeah. Well, there's
the. You do realize what he went to jail for, right?
Well, yes, yes. Well, that. Were we talking about that specifically?
Well, I didn't know. I think.
Let's put the ear. Just put the ear in there.
Yeah, he's just like Mike Tyson in general in the 90s.
The ear. I mean, the ear is crazy.
Yeah.
Is Tyson in the 90s Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tyson and Jordan.
Are we talking about sports?
I'm talking about athletes, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Mike Tyson was an athlete.
I need some time. I need some time to think.
About Mike Tyson?
No, just about who's on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, there's a lot of athletes.
I know Mike
is
there.
Yeah, the names just pop in my head. Is Ken Griffey Jr. on the Mount Rushmore?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Is Tiger 2000s or 90s?
No, I don't know.
He's 2000s.
He's 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had.
Tiger is the Mount Rushmore 2000.
Yeah, he has to be.
I mean, yeah.
So. We had on our podcast, Daryl Morey came on last night.
Oh, how was that?
Talked for about an hour about the play-in, the season, so on and so forth.
Did he know your guys' names?
He did. He knows
our
names.
Does he know you're on a new show here?
He does.
Okay.
Well,
trust me. I'm just wondering, you know, you got connections. I don't know if the afternoon show sort of commingles with the whole rights to Ricky Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, they're too smart for
dumb
sports
radio. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Radio.
Like, you got your own
the perception that's given off.
All right. What I wanted to say was, when we had him on earlier this year, after the trade deadline, he made a comment about finding out whether Tyrese Maxey could be the second best player on a championship team.
Yeah.
Last night, he had this to say.
Look, there's a lot of options. A lot of them are really good. But there's a spectrum, and some of those are better, and some of them aren't as good. So, look, we're set up very well for, you know, big things to happen. But you need to, you know, you need to execute on those. And then if you have to go to plan B, you have to make those as optimal as possible to both make you good in the short run and also keep your flexibility, you know, using your picks and other things to continue to improve the team in the short to medium term. But the bottom line, we're going to be in a good spot because of Maxey and Joel. It's just you really feel a responsibility to make 3 through 10 extremely good as well.
So he feels like Maxey can be one or two of a championship team, which I was not there until, believe it or not, the last month. There's something that has happened with him where in the fourth quarter, it's like he realized he can do it whenever he wants to.
Yep.
And I know the Spurs stink, but that overtime Spurs game,
that mattered.
It just, he took over in a way that he had not taken over before. He had gotten hot before. He's got a lot of scored a lot of points before, but just the way that he goes downhill toward the basket and get there every single time, I think, is different. And I do think he can be the number two on a championship team.
Yeah, and the great thing about Maxey is that his game is still growing, meaning that there's still more he can add to his offensive repertoire, to what he can do out there as a player on the court in today's game. He has the necessary athleticism. He has the quickness, maybe the quickest player in the NBA since Russell Westbrook. I don't know if Russell Westbrook and John Wall, these guys, when they had the ball in their hands, man, they just were moving at a different speed than everyone else.
Derrick Rose before injury,
Derrick Rose before injury.
Yep.
And so I think Maxey is right there when it comes to sort of that advantage at that position. And the biggest thing for me with him, now defense he's going to have to improve on, but that's always, I mean, that's not uncommon that that's the last thing that comes for a lot of guys who are offensive-minded. His ability to take shots, hit three-pointers. I mean, God bless James Harden. He's the biggest loser I've ever seen in the game of basketball, but he contributed this ridiculous traveling step-back move.
But Maxey got it, man.
Oh, no, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has perfected it. Like, he has it. He has it to a science. And this dude was pulling up at the damn logo last week at times in games. That just shows you the confidence that he has. I just want to see it during this time of the season.
For sure.
Because I believe it's there. And he, when you even listen to Maxey talk, he speaks with a little more assertiveness and confidence in who he is now, as opposed to being unsure or should he step out there. I think the one thing Joel has done, A, he's endorsed Maxey.
Yep.
But Joel being injured
helped
Maxey just solidify his position on this team.
I agree. I was about to say the same thing. I think overall for the team, in terms of standings, was not great to have Joel hurt this year, but I think all of that falling on Maxey and him, by the way, not doing well with it for the first month
He worked his way through it.
Him getting through it, I thought, was a big thing.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Bob in Allentown, you are on WIP.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
What's up, Bob?
Listen, real quick, a couple things. What is a half a smile?
Oh,
what the heck is a half a smile? And also, if you talk to a stranger and they even acknowledge you and like give you a nod, that should be good enough, man. Nah. Right?
Nah. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me, Bob.
A smile. That's good. And they're gonna run them out of the gym tonight.
Yes.
This team is built to win if they all play right. If they all are on top, it's a new season now. It's playoff time. It's just like tournament time. This team's gonna show up and they're gonna run them out of the gym. How far they're going to get, I'm going to take that game by game. And about Tobias Harris, we paid him for a reason. The reason we paid him because he was good. And you know what happened? They brought in James Harden. They made a big mistake and brought in the bearded guy who was supposed to help the team, and that took his spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bringing a pretty girl to the dance that you already had a pretty girl.
Bro, that dance, you brought an ugly girl to a dance that already had an ugly girl, I think is the problem there.
You know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. They paid Tobias, and then they brought in James Harden.
Yeah,
Tobias is like, you think they brought this guy for? Come on.
I appreciate you, Bob. Thank you for calling. By the way, if Bob doesn't know what the half smile is, he does it. Like, too ingrained in his life if he doesn't know. You know what the half smile is.
Sure.
You know?
And I'm okay with it.
Oh, I am not.
I'll take a half smile. Hell, you don't even have to smile. Just, you can wave.
Dude, I got it in the
just
office.
Just wave. I don't need to talk to you.
I got in the office in New York all the time. I would get the half smiles. It's like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Say hi to me.
You're like... when you're walking the dog.
Yes. No, I was walking by myself.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You said you were walking by yourself.
Yeah, not the dog.
Yeah, that, see, that's the difference between you and I. The only time I'm walking is if I have the dog with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not out just walking.
Wait. Yeah, but like, it's before, what, 6 a.m.? You're walking by yourself like a psycho? I mean, like, they're probably just like, I'm trying to stay alive out here.
Oh, wait, you think they thought I was dangerous?
Spike is dangerous?
Come on, I'm harmless.
No, but look how intimidating you are.
Well.
Well, yeah, if you're out there with your T-shirt on, yeah.
No, I had two hoodies on.
Okay. Can't you see your tits. Wait, what, with
two hoodies?
Two hoodies.
Why?
Because it was chilly.
It's cold.
It's like 50 degrees.
There's 47 degrees, no sun. I'm telling you, I get chilly.
Two hoodies, though?
Dude, I sleep.
One should be enough. Here's two hoodies is, again, psycho movie.
True story. And I didn't have this problem.
How do you even put two hoodies on?
Oh, I'll show dude. So when I was overweight, I did not have this problem. But since I lost weight, I have this problem. Not only am I always chilly, mm-hmm. when I go to bed, I sleep. In sweatpants.
Oh my God.
Two hoodies.
Oh my God.
Socks.
A what?
And a winter hat.
What?
I'm not lying. You can check with my wife. It's 100% true. She looks at me like I'm a psychopath.
Where's the human touch at? Where's the cuddling?
Nobody wants to touch me.
The legs and the feet and what are you talking about, man?
Yeah, she doesn't want me anywhere near her when we're sleeping. She likes her space. It's true. And I guess I don't look hot in three hoodies.
No, you look hot, all right. You look hot, like hot. Like this man got hoodies on, sweatpants, socks. He's going to bed like he's going through a damn snowball fight or something.
Wait, with winter hat and also?
Oh, with the hat is ridiculous.
Winter hat, wait, one more thing. Because I have tinnitus in my ear, like I have this hissing in my ear, I need noise. So
got
I put
a lot
on
of issues.
I put on over-the-ear headphones so I can listen to... To rain noise. So I got.
You're not 60 yet, right?
I'm done. So I have two hoodies, sweatpants, right. Socks, winter hat, and over the ear headphones.
Yeah, Val's looking over at you like, what the hell did I get myself into?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. You know what is great? Ranger Suarez threw a 9-inning complete game last night. Coming up next, Larry Anderson will tell us how Ranger has gone from good to great. That is next on the afternoon show, WIP.